full weeks. First week, I had a kidney flare-up, and the second, I don't know, I just got behind. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Monday morning, the 22nd of November, 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Monday morning, the 22nd of November, 71, and we missed 2 full weeks. The first cool spell, and the sky is clear, and no more Gulf Air for a while. Channel 2 right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Monday morning, the 22nd of November, 71.
But it's warm in here.
And it's nice in here.
That's right, and I didn't put on no shoes.
Oh.
I have to put on some heavy shoes. Well, I had on some once because I had to go out and get me some trash to go in the stove. Look like I ain't going to get no wood.
Why, Miss Daisy, I thought you have to have some wood
this kind of weather. Yes, ma'am. I got some boards there stored out there. I break up them. Well, I got the boys to break up my son.
That's
all I have. They make a good fire, but it don't last no time.
Now, what about those planks,
the company sawed up? Yeah, that's good wood, but it's too long and too big. I can't use it until I can get somebody to saw it up.
Uh-huh.
If I ever catch up with Clyde Gill, I'll fix it. He'll fix it where I can use it.
Yeah, but can you catch up with him?
Nine then. Once in a while, I catch up with him on the weekend.
So
I get along somehow till I see him.
Well, you have to have some heat this kind of weather.
Yes, ma'am. Sure needs it. I've been out this morning down there to the old trash pile.
Yeah.
Getting me some of them little bowls. And you see, when they was putting that wire through there, they drove them old big trucks down through there, and they broke up lots of pieces about like that.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon they just run on over and didn't think about a nail.
Oh, I'd have hit a nail. Yeah, so when I try to... Well, can you get somebody to bring those pieces up for you?
To my house?
Yeah.
Well, whenever the children's come, they take the wheelbarrow and carry it down there and load it. But I never know someone to come. Of course, I said this, Miss Mark. I said, well, it looked like I ain't going to get no wood. I said, but maybe time I come back, I'll have some wood. I get along somehow till I get away from here.
Well, that's just 2 more days.
That's right.
Just today and tomorrow.
Just today and tomorrow.
And it's going to warm up.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you go and sit with Miss Bessie and her here.
Well, my goodness, Bessie was hunting kerosene the other morning.
Oh, she was.
Huh? Kerosene was out.
Oh,
man. Looking for somebody to get her some kerosene. I said to myself, I said, what's some wood? I said, we could go out there and pick up some.
But you can't just go out there and whistle and get a can of kerosene.
Well, I think. Well, I guess it'd be just like it is about you.
They're coming in warm a little bit.
So it's getting warm a little bit.
In here?
Oh, yes. It feels a lot better in here than it do out there.
Yeah.
How you feeling this morning?
I got a pain in my back. Right under that wing there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it don't hurt. It don't hurt, Miss Davis. It don't hurt until I pick up a sack of feed, and then I think it'll catch me. So it just keeps me from picking up the feed.
Yeah. They got something to eat on, ain't they? You ain't got to get a sack of feed to feed the cow.
They haven't got much.
Just gives them an excuse not to pick it up.
This, you got your, have you got your fire and your stove and everything straightened out?
My stove?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got the stove up there. Now, I'm going to get some wood straightened out some way or another. Ain't got no water.
You haven't got any?
I got some boards, some of them old boards they broke up down there.
Now they haven't got much heat in them, have they?
Not much. Heat, they got to put in heat, but it don't last no time.
Yeah. Well, what's your plan?
Huh?
What do you plan to do?
Use them boards till I can get something better.
How you gonna get something better?
Well, maybe my boy will bring me some wood sometime. Maybe, you see, James ain't got nothing to haul wood in.
Goodness.
No, he said he's gonna get his station wagon fixed and he would put him a trail on the back of it and haul him, but it looked like he ain't gonna do nothing.
In the meantime, you're
going to
be
it's cold. Just an excuse, isn't it?
Seem like it.
Tell you, James figures he's been too useful. Days going by, he's going to turn over a new leaf.
Yeah. He was good when he was good.
Yeah.
So now, he ain't no good and he ain't no good to me. He keep telling me he gonna bring me some wood. He gonna get the wagon fixed and get the trail and everything. Then I'll get the wood.
Yeah.
And that's been 3 or 4 weeks ago.
We was talking about that. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that way back then.
Way back then? Well, it ain't nothing but talk yet.
And we had a little cold spell back then.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but talk yet. You know, there's a day last week, the boys was down here, and I got them to cut up me some boards, some of them boards, so that's what I've been using. You see, one day I'd be out. I don't have no fire. I'd be out those in the yard. But days like today, I got to be in the house.
Much
I
wind.
Can't stand that wind.
I can't either. Gets me hooping.
Yes, it gives me a headache and stops me up. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't ever bother about that wind and didn't used to.
Who?
Yes.
No, I didn't used to bother about it. But I never did like it.
Oh.
It didn't do nothing to me. It used to didn't, but it do things to me now. It gives
but you
me
never
headache.
Did. You never did like it?
Wind? No, sir. I never did like wind. It,
you had plenty of it up in Georgia?
Oh, I had plenty of it in some of the coldest kind.
In Georgia?
In Georgia. But I didn't like it. I had to put up with it, though.
You went right along. You didn't stop.
Went right along. Just like I do now. I go right along. I go out and do what I'm going to do and get out as quick as I can. Go in the house and get one. After a while, I'll go back and do a little more.
And just keep at it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you get used to it.
get used to. I guess so. Well, I reckon I'm already used to it, but it just hurts.
I don't know what we're going to do, Miss Daisy, in this neighborhood without anybody to haul for us.
I don't know, sir. We'll do something.
But, Miss Daisy, Bess is not any better off than you are.
So she ain't no well off, right?
And you said she...
She ain't. And then, another thing... I understand my heater. I don't think she understands her so well. Now, the reason why I said that, I was over there one day last week. It was pretty cool. So, she said she thought that all the oil was out of the heater. The house got chilly and got cold. So she went and peeped in it. She said, I thought all the oil was out. I said, but it ain't out. She said, I reckon it just cuts off and cut on. I didn't say nothing. Of course, I didn't understand. If I put you on, I want you to stay till I cut you off.
Yeah. It cuts itself off.
That's what she thinks. She ain't for sure. Not the way she told me. She said, I thought all the oil was out, but it ain't. She peeked over in there, and I guess she sees a little blaze down there. She said, I reckon it just cut off.
Well, now that's something.
That is something.
You think you got a fire.
And you ain't got nothing.
You come back and find out it's cut off. Cut itself off.
That's right. So, I don't know.
And then she was out looking for some kerosene.
Yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, Saturday morning, she was out of kerosene.
Where'd she think she gonna get some?
Well, she's going to get James to get us some. You see, that's what he used, and he's going to get his. She wanted to bring her some. But yesterday, last night, his was all right. At 11 o'clock, he was up to my house after 11 o'clock. Well, no, did I have any kerosene? You see, I buy a 2 gallon. I got a 2 gallon can, and I use it to start the fire. So he come, he knocked on the door. I was in bed. I said, "Who is it?" He says, "Me." I got up and went to the door. He said, "I come to see. Did you have any kerosene left?" Well, you see, he just brought me 2 gallons last week.
So he knew you had a little.
I said, "No." I said, "I got a little." So the can, it was over half full. So I get in the can. I pulled me a little out and something to start my fire this morning and give him the can. I said, "Well, this won't do much good in that big tank." He said, "It'll last a long time." He said, "There was a little in it." And I tanked the tank up. I guess where the kerosene could go down that long. So I'm looking for mine, but I don't know when I'll see it.
Well, Miss Daisy, all he got to do is get on the phone and call Aaron Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He lives right over here.
Oh, yeah?
And he got that big truck. And he come right over there and fill it up. His and Miss Bess's.
Well, that's what Bess's depending on.
And
but
all
she
they
said
need.
This. How much will them things hold, Mr. Miller?
50 gallons.
She said this. She said she's going to get Buddy to have the man to bring her some. She said he going to bring Buddy some. And I'm going to tell Buddy to tell him to bring me some. So I want 10 gallons.
10 gallons? You won't do no good.
Buddy said he going to get 10 gallons. I said, will that be enough? She said, it'll last a while. But if I were going to use one of them things, I'd have it filled up. When the man come, I'd have him to fill it up. Now when he come, the gas man come, he fill my tank up. But he don't have to come back under 2 or 3 months. And I don't give up. And you know, it's cold, getting cold now. I'd have that thing filled up and use it as a needy. It got cold, I'd have some.
I didn't know, I don't know whether these kerosene men will come for 10 gallons or not.
Well, I don't know either.
You see,
that ain't much.
They sell it 20 cents, and you take your can down to the service station and they charge you a quarter.
Uh-huh.
But, and they bring it out here. But that means that you've got to buy a whole lot.
That's right.
And that tank of earth will hold 50 gallons. How much is that? 20 cents, 5 and 2 is 10, just $10, is that right, Faye?
Yeah.
Oh, it's bound to be more than $10.
Well, that tank, you know it holds, I bet you it holds more than 50 gallons. I don't know, but she ought to have
just,
it filled.
That's right. And that's what I would do.
Well, you can't afford not to have any heat in the middle of a cold day or night.
Mm-hmm. And the man can't afford to just run up here for that little bit every so often. Because he'll have a heap of places to go to now.
Yes, he will.
It's getting cold.
It looked to me like Miss Bess's heating problems are not over.
Yes, sir. I never would have shut up my fireplace.
I never thought she would.
And she gonna be sorry.
Yeah.
I bet you that. She gonna wish a heap of days she had left that thing open.
You don't think James is going to be able to keep that wagon running?
What, the station wagon? I don't know. It's been in the shop for I don't know how long.
Ever since Mr. Rogers left.
Uh-huh. It's been in the shop.
It didn't stay out of the shop long, did it, after Mr. Rogers left?
Well, it went down there and it stayed and stayed. It went over there wherever the cat and stayed and stayed. So I noticed they brought it home, but he ain't using it. He said it's got to be something done to it. I don't know what before he can use it. But
yeah,
they just keep something broke down over there all the God bless it time. And one car, it's both of them. Sometimes, but it have to care both of them to work. Well, then, somebody will pick them up and bring them home. And then I'll call. I'm going to tell them I don't care. I wouldn't want nothing. It's going to give me that much trouble. But I tell you this, it's more in taking care of what you got than it is in getting it. You need not to get it if you ain't going to take care of it. Because he'll sure take care of your pocket.
Now, you see, Mr. Rogers used to take care of that station wagon.
Yeah. When Mr. Rogers had it, he took care.
And he's always running, wasn't he?
Running, always running. But this woman, she told him he'd have to bear his own expense. She couldn't take care of. So Mrs. Rogers told him the same thing. He's yours, James, and you got to take care of it. He said, I'm not responsible for it no more.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
That's fair.
Well, now, Miss Lady, you know, you just can't get ahead.
Uh-uh.
You got that little noisemaker down there now.
Uh-huh. What little noisemaker?
That makes more noise than anything that you've ever had.
Come out that old motorbike. You sure know when they're trying to go. If you're in the mind for the place.
And the thing of it is, they won't go. They just keep getting ready to go.
That's right. When you get ready to go. Number four.
They if they just get on and start it and go, but they don't seem to do that.
It won't go, Mr. Maher. They go quicker than they can.
Has to warm up so.
Yes, and there's a pushing and shaking and trying to go. Soon as it go, they'll go with it.
Oh, you mean they sitting there?
Setting up on when you hear all that noise?
Yeah.
They sitting up there pushing it and patting it and going on and it's sitting still, keeping all that fuss.
It making that
well,
fuss.
Finally, it'll go. Then, sometime it don't never go. They have to leave it sitting.
You mean that new thing?
That thing, yeah, sometime it don't never go. Now, it's I think he's sitting there now.
And
but
Brenton.
I think he's using his car now.
Yeah.
I don't see his car. But I see that thing sitting.
You can hear that thing.
Miles. Miles.
Yeah.
I just wonder. Do it have to make all that?
No.
I've seen boys, two and three of them, come along there, and you can't hear their motorbike not as much as you do a car.
They like it. They like it.
Mm-hmm.
They like that noise. And they think you don't like it, so that's another reason.
So that's the way it goes. They know I don't like it.
They know I don't like it. I told them.
That's the way they know I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but you ain't said nothing.
Well, now, how do you shut that off, Miss Ed? Can you go in the house and close the door?
No, sir. If I'm mostly in the house. And I'll stay in there till I have to go out doors for something. I'll go on out there and do what I'm got to do and listen at it. Don't exactly be listening at it, but I just can't keep from hearing it.
No, you never thought that that's what you would bring into this world, somebody that would bring them old noisemakers around.
No, I didn't. I should have thought.
I tell you, that's serious, Mr. Davis. That is serious. They get them old radios and play them and the stereos and play them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people dislike mostly about the jukes. They don't care for people going there and drinking beer or whatever they drink. It's all that noise.
Yeah, it's too much noise. I don't like so much fuss.
You see, one of them jukes will make enough noise that 20 families around there. See, they don't have a juke out there in the woods.
They don't.
It's always right there in the middle of a whole lot of families. And they all got to listen to that noise.
I bet they can hear all the boardmen that juke down, some of those jukes down yonder.
I think it's about 5 jukes and boardmen.
All of them noisy. Yes.
What kind of noise? Why anything like that in Georgia growing up? Why anything like that in Georgia growing up?
No, not when we were there. I guess it's there now, but it wasn't there. Really, all these jukes wasn't here when I come here. They just got them gradually along. When we come here, it wasn't but one resting place. And we would go there every first Sunday and eat. It was just as quiet and nice. No piccolo, no radio, no nothing. Did you just go there and sit down and eat, pay for it and leave? Nothing to bother. But now that place is closed up. The woman got old, and then she was so confused with all these other jukes coming in with their music and their stuff. So she just quit.
Down at Boardman.
But that was a nice little quiet restaurant.
That was a nice quiet place.
Now who is she, Miss?
Liza Gamble. That's who runs the den. That was the only place in Boardman to eat. Well, I say a place to eat, because they didn't dance there. They didn't have no music there. At all, it was just a place for you to go to eat.
Liza Gamble,
but she's old now. She don't run no business at all. Do very little farming. She used to farm like a man. She has that place open Saturdays and Sundays. You could go there and get food to eat. But other than that, you didn't get nothing there. Because during the week, she was in her farm. She was working out there in her farm.
Well, that was a nice arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd have full meals?
Yes, ma'am.
Meat?
Yeah, meat just half full. Sometimes she'd have fish, some for her meat, chicken. Sometimes she'd have stewed beef, white potatoes, beans, greens, and just for this one thing. Look, she'd give you plenty to eat for the money.
Just good home cooking.
That's right.
Miss Ada, that home cooking's better than old Russian cooking.
That's right.
No,
that's
sir.
Right. And she was a good cook, and she done her cooking herself.
Yeah.
She didn't have nobody help her.
Liza Gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down on the first Sunday.
Yes, and that was our meeting day. For some food. And that's where he eat at. If you wanted dinner, she'd fix you a whole dinner. If you want a sandwich, she'd sell you a sandwich. And she'd have, during peanut season, she'd have parched peanuts. When the peanuts was fresh, and just for, she'd have boiled peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that right? Well, gee whiz.
Well, I never did want to get into no business like that. I don't like so much crowd.
She liked it.
Mm-hmm. But they sure had all of that. No cussing, no gambling, no drinking, no nothing. You just come there and get what you want to eat and go. But now these, they got there now. They fight, they cuss, they get drunk, they kill one every once in a while down there. It's just a mess. I don't go.
If you wanted to just go sit and be quiet, you wouldn't go to
somebody
that.
Said, well, you, it ain't going to bother you. You go there and you ain't going to bother us. But there's Sammy trying to go.
No, as a plane.
I said, well, I go there and be hanging around there. Anyway, I said, stray ball, don't care who it is.
Yeah.
I said, accident will kill you quick as a purpose.
Yeah.
So I'll stay away from that. Give them all my room.
All of it?
Yes, sir.
Miss Davis, what would you do if you went down there?
If I was down there?
Yeah.
I would do like I do up here. Stay in my house and around my house.
Well, if you was down there one of them jerks, what would you do?
What I would do? I don't know what I would do if I was down there in one of them. One thing I think I'd do if I didn't have no better sense to go there. I'd try to have sense enough to get away from there quick as I could.
They haven't got anything you want.
No, sir. They ain't got nothing I want.
No, you don't want any of the food they got?
No. I don't want that. I don't want nothing they got there. Cause it ain't under no law.
No.
You know, a bunch of them get there and get drunk. You don't know what you're cooking. You
no.
know where you're putting the salt in it, or you don't know what you're doing. If I buy, I don't know what I'm eating.
Oh,
so I don't want it. I don't want it.
Liza Gamble, how far back did you know her?
Oh, ever since Rick left, I come to stay.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She had a place there when I knew her.
Way back.
Way back there. In 24. That's when I met Liz. I come to state in 23. And I started visiting down there in 24.
And you'd go in and eat with her?
Go in and eat with her.
And she'd talk to you while you eat?
Oh, no. She didn't have time to talk with me. Speak a few words or something, but she was in and out her kitchen and fixing lunches and things while she eat. She didn't have much to say.
Well, when did you get to talk to her?
At church. Well, you see, when time for church, she closed it.
Oh.
And come on up to the church.
Come on up to the church. When church was out, she'd go back there and sit there. Time to go back to church. But when she went back to church that night, it was about closed. For that thing. Because she wasn't going to open it after church that night. She would open it after church in the morning, in the evening, not night.
Now, she had a big family to help her?
She had, I think, one or two girls there. They'd help her when they were there. But she mostly did it herself.
Her old man didn't help her?
She didn't have any. She didn't have no man. I never seen nobody help me.
So she didn't have to support him?
No.
Now, she served just in her house?
Ma'am.
She had tables and things in her house?
It was, she had a little shop.
Oh, I see.
No, it was in her house. It was out of her house. She had a little shop.
Isaac Gamble. Well, that's nice to think about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You could go in there on the weekend?
Me?
And get you something good to eat.
Mm-hmm. The only time I got in out there, this Sunday, sometime. Well, if I were going to take my children to church, I'd fix their lunch. If I wasn't going back home. And then I fixed their lunch. Well, I didn't have to go there. I'd take my children to some of the neighbor's house and feed them. Well, that passed us till we got ready to go home.
That's too many to
feed. That's too many to buy for.
Oh, that'd be expensive.
Yes, sir. But see, I had three children in myself. So I'd cook it at home, fix it in a box, and take it home.
Well, that was a nice way to do it, wasn't it?
That was. I thought it was.
And then you was there. Oh, you'd go to church in the morning.
Go in the morning. And when I'd go down there, you see, I would stay till after night. After the night services or so.
Yeah.
Then we'd go home.
So but that way, you'd get to see all your friends.
That's right. That's right. Between church hours, well, then we would visit the run, you see, to Sunday morning.
The people live, friends that live close to the church.
Yes, ma'am. They live close to the church. There wasn't so many to visit. Now, we would mostly visit one old family. Most of the time, it was just an old man, his wife. So we would mostly go there after church and visit them between church hours. So they were such good old souls. They all did.
Well,
You'd known them a long time?
Yes, I know them. About as long as I know the life. You see, we all belong to the same church.
Yeah.
And that's where we met. That's the way we got acquainted, that church. And they said, well, come down to see me and talk a while. Well, I would, you know, we like to talk with old folks what had something to talk about. Young folks.
They had
their crew and I had mine. You know, I don't think old folks ought to mix up with young folks after they leave their family. I think they ought to put all their time they have to spare with their young group. Well, if they do that, they don't have a chance to mess up with nobody.
But then they had all the time that afternoon.
Who?
And you all you
no,
didn't.
Sir. We'd have 11 o'clock. So we'd have preaching at 11 o'clock. Then we'd have preaching at 3.
Yeah.
There no more then until 9. At that time, they'd start night service about 7.
Yeah.
Then they got through with that. Well, you see, they didn't eat no more after 3 till we got home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you stayed for the night meeting too?
Me and Dora Mitchell, we'd be together.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her, and her children, and my children. And then he didn't appreciate walking from the junction down to Boardman. He'd go sometime. But not often. So just me and Dora, our children.
Yeah.
To go back up that road. At that time, you could be satisfied to walk the road in the night. But now, it's not safe.
Who was that old family, Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
Who was the old family?
Who was them old folks? They were Johnsons.
So you could just go over there and visit with them between
times. Then sometime we wasn't working. We took a notion to go visit them. Me and Dole would get together and go visit them.
During the week?
In the week time. Especially if they wasn't feeling so good. We'd go and see how it was getting along.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't be working?
No, they didn't work. They just...
Well, they was old people when you first knew them.
Yes, sir. They was old when I first see them.
But you love to visit with them.
Yeah, I love to visit with them.
Well,
they had, I don't know what kin she was, Tom, but she was some kin, Tom, a woman body. Name Lillian Jones. After they kept so feeble, well then she would mostly stay there with them. Well, when we'd go to see them, we'd have her to talk with.
Yeah.
She stayed in the house. No. She stayed down there where they stayed, but you know it's been a lot of work done on this house.
Oh.
This old house. So after they passed, I don't know whether they give it to Legion or how she, where she bought or how she come by. All I know, she lived there now. It's a nice house now.
Nicer than it used to be when they were there.
Nicer than it was when they were there. Of course, you could live in it when they were there. But it wasn't as nice as it is now.
What had he done, a farming?
Farmer.
Was he a farmer?
No, he might have had been a farmer,
uh-huh.
But they wasn't able to work at all.
When he did work?
When he did work, I think he mostly worked yards when I know him. He got too old to do much on the farm. He mostly worked yards. She didn't do nothing but piece quilts.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's what she did.
I'd like to have one of her quilts.
I would too, Mr. Maher. But we won't get it.
No telling where they're all gone.
That's the truth. They might be burned up. Yeah, they might have burned them up. She had some pudding.
You seen them?
She had some pudding.
Oh, you've seen them in the frames.
Yeah. And then I'd see some, which if you done took out the frame and folded them up, well, we would then be talking, and she'd say, well, this is what I finished sitting such a day. She'd open it out and you look at it. That's the other.
That's one of the things you talked about.
That's right. That's one of the things you talked about. But I see Lamar's wife's mother. She makes Christmas trees. And they are the prettiest things. Make them out of clay or stone or something. She made less than one about that tall.
A yard tall?
But those, oh, it's about that big amount. Then she made Miss Lewis a little one. It was about that big at the bottom, about that tall. And she fixed it where you put little bulbs in it. Then the leaves, I reckon, at the leaves. You put anywhere, you put them bulbs in there somewhere. You plug it in and they all light up.
What did she make it out of?
I think she didn't make it out of clay. I don't know just what she make it out of, but I know they're hard.
But it's not a tree.
Hmm?
It never did grow.
What? No. When she get it finished, it's grown. And I didn't know if it takes a while. But she's just smart. She can make glasses, pictures, bowls, and she just smart. I just look. I wonder how come I never could do nothing.
Miss Daisy, me and you can't even keep up with a letter.
That's right. I can't.
But you tell me about that letter you got from
I said
my sister.
I saw myself putting it up, and when I seen you, well, then I was going to show it to you and tell you about it, and I put it up and throw it away. I can't find it, save my life.
Sound like me.
Sound like you.
Anytime you put up something and save, you're bound to lose it.
I believe it. I do. But when I ain't looking for it, I'll come across it.
Miss Daisy, is that old wash tubs You still using that for your wash pot?
Oh, yeah.
Just boiling your clothes, not a whole wash tub.
Boiled them. My boy brought me a pot. It's a small pot. I'm got to clean it out. I'm going to get it clean before I come back.
Oh, you've got a wash pot now.
Yeah, my boy brought me one. He said he had two. He said, I'll give you one of them. Don't worry about the wash pot. I said, I will worry about my wash pot.
Why, sure you will.
Hmm. What you got to do to it?
Well, this your pot? I'm going to take me some kerosene. And grease it good and rub all that rust off it.
Oh, it's rusted?
Yes, it's rusted. I can. And then I'll pour some kerosene in it, set the fire, and let it burn.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it burn.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll burn the rust off.
Burn the rust off, and then wash it and grease it, and it'll soon be ready.
Now, it won't hold as much as your other.
No, it won't hold as much as my other pot, but it'll hold what it holds.
Be better than a tub.
That's right.
That tub wouldn't hold up too long on the fire?
No. But you see, when I get me some wood, get me any wood, I'm going to just build me a fire. And turn this pot down over the fire and let the fire burn it out. Burn it off.
And that's after you put a little kerosene on it?
Yes, ma'am.
I ought to watch you do that.
Yeah.
Put on a jacket.
Now, this is not a cold. I got a little allergy, Miss Daisy. Every now and then I start sneezing and sneeze for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not cool.
Just something to worry you.
Yeah, it's something, I don't know what it is. It's like you get pepper up your nose.
Did you ever do that?
Mm-mm.
Get pepper up your nose?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Did you ever had any up your...
Yeah. Like you never finish sneezing.
Now, Daisy, you're going to be spoiled after all this long trip you and make down there and visit with your sister.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't going to get spoiled for that.
No, that's nice to think about.
Okay. Thing about it, I may get lazy. But I'll soon get over that when I get home.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she'll... make you lazy.
Yeah. Well, you see, I don't do nothing when I go there.
Yeah.
I don't do nothing. Just me and her talk. She do the cooking and everything. Well, I do make up the bed I sleep in. Yeah. But she always cooking. Mm-hmm. Things like that. I don't know.
Why, you all talk all night?
We talking about all night. The first night. Anyway, we talk. Sometimes she's talking and he's talking. I won't say nothing. She says, sister, you sleep? I say, no, I ain't sleep. Oh, don't you hear me talking to you? I say, yeah. You think I wasn't listening at you? Well, it looked like you'd say something sometime.
Well, you're not supposed to talk at the same time, Miss Daisy.
No, you're supposed to listen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what you go down there for. You'd rather listen than talk.
That's right. Listening.
And hear what all she's got to say.
Then she has plenty to say.
Oh, she's a talker.
You see, she got, I don't know how many grandchildren she got home that live there in Plant City. And a bunch of great-grandchildren. But she takes care of two of them's children while he works. And I don't know what about the other two. Well, not all of them works. They all work. But she don't work. So they get her to take care of the children, two of them. Now, them girls' mother works. She won't take care of them, no. She told them, said, I never did get nobody to take care of my children. Took care of myself. And I think you ought to do the same thing. Right? She got anywhere to go, she goes on. They don't tie her.
Well, now, you have a lot of catching up to do about what all goes on down there.
A lot of catching up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, plenty.
And then she wants to hear what goes on up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I tell you, I don't see these here enough to know what they're doing.
That's right. It'd be hard to report on
some of them. I don't. I don't see them enough to know what to do. No, I ain't seen none of them today. I see the daughters yesterday. Me and her went to church. But them others, that Samuel and James, I ain't see them.
Didn't even see them.
Didn't even see him. Ain't seen him yet. Ain't seen Bessie. I've got to go see her when I go back.
And she wasn't feeling too good.
No.
She was not feeling too good Saturday.
James not a churchgoer.
I see her when she passed through the yard yesterday morning.
Oh, James is not a churchgoer.
No. Mm-mm.
I thought he went every time.
No.
Garth went.
I don't know when I have seen James in church.
He just goes to the funerals?
Mm-hmm. They say he was there to Ben's funeral, but I didn't see him.
Sitting right up there with the family, ought to be,
ought to
have been,
ought
it?
Mm-hmm. I guess he was.
You remember seeing him?
Yeah, he was sitting up there with Doris.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing Samuel, Doris. Well, I don't remember who I saw.
But Buddy was brought up going to church.
Yes, ma'am. As long as his daddy lived, he had to go to church. His daddy would see to it from a boy.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Now, ain't none of them particular about church but Winnie. Winnie go to church all the time.
Yeah.
I see how he don't care about church. But he don't care nothing about church. Again, it's all here. And,
well, how do they lose interest like that, Miss Daisy?
I don't know, Mr. Marr, to save my life. And they all got good convenience. Now, but his daddy, he walked to church.
Yeah.
And Buddy walked with him.
His daddy been gone a long time.
Yes, he dead been gone a long time. I don't know just what year it was, but it's been a long time.
But now, they're doing all right over that new restaurant, as far as you know.
Done what?
They're doing all right over there at that new restaurant?
I think so, Mr. Marvitt. I don't hear no nothing. I did hear, I ran into Doris, said it. Somebody said it. You know, once they didn't feed them over there on Sunday. They didn't have the place open. But the chair, well, I heard somebody say they have it open now.
On Sunday?
Just on Sunday. It stopped. So the lady, she sent for Doris to come over there. She wanted to see her. So Doris went over there Saturday evening. Well, it's just about 9. She been over there. And she said what she wanted it for. She wanted to ask her if she would bake pies twice a week for that place open. And I asked her, I said, what did you tell her? She said, I told her I would bake them. She said she'd pay me to bake them. She want them twice a week. Well, now I don't know what 2 days it'll be. I didn't think to ask Doris when you have to bake them.
That'll keep her busy.
Mm-hmm.
That'll keep her busy.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've been working for the church, and she makes pies and sells dinners for the church. Well, they bought lots of pies over there.
Oh.
That's the way it is.
Oh, did they?
Yes, ma'am. But it would have to take 5 or 6 over there, every day.
What do you know?
Sometimes he'd take 2 dinners over there besides the pie.
He'll take the dinners too?
Yes. They've been very helpful to us over there. So now she won't lost the baked pies for that place. Over there.
Yeah. Doris never is out of work, is she?
No, sir. She don't know how to get out.
Well, now.
That's funny,
bud, too. What kind of pies does she bake usually, Miss Davis?
She bake potato pies. She bake pumpkin pie, she baked lemon pie, she baked coconut pie,
she
baked pecan pie, and she baked just